Okay, so we're doing Sugyas 29 and 30, which are Yeish Vishini Rishus, and Shinir Chozer Labriyaso. So I'm just going to go over, I guess, on the main points. Not do it maybe as detailed as we did in Shir, but hopefully, because of broad and clear understanding of the Sugya, and if you have any more specific questions, I'll do my best to try and answer them. So we started Sugya 29 of Yeish Vishini Rishus. With the Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis is going through the case of the Vankaris and the Esrog dealers, and it tells us basically that Yeish and Shin Rishus should make a kinyan to allow these Esrog dealers to use their Esrogim. The question we asked in Shir was that should be 0 plus 0 equals 0, meaning neither Yeish alone nor Shin Rishus alone is enough to make a kinyan. So how come when they're combined, that works to make a kinyan? We gave two answers. The first answer we gave, which was implicit in Tosfos and explicit in the Ramban, was that really Yeish alone should work. However, there's an issue of Bisur Bal Yadeh, which we resolve using Shin Rishus. So Yeish is the real Kenyan, that's the main factor here. And Shin Rishus is just making sure that the Yeish works, it's getting rid of all the Ma'akvin, the Ma'akiv of Bisur Bal Yadeh. The other answer which we gave was from the Ramban, which is exactly the opposite. Namely, that the real kinyan is Shin Rishus, and the Yeish is necessary for the Shin Rishus to kick in. That without Yeish, you can't hit Shin Rishus because it's still the original owners. But nonetheless, the real kinyan there is Shin Rishus. And we saw in the Rambam, because he said that in a flip case, right? We've been talking about a case where you have Yeish first and then Shin Rishus. The Rambam says if you have the opposite, if you have Shin Rishus and then Yeish, that will still work to be a kinyan, which we said which forced us to give the explanation that Shin Rishus is the main kinyan there. The Rush actually says explicitly in that case that case would not work. It's not going to be Kona, which lines up with Tosfos and the Ramban, that the main kinyan is Yeish, and if you have Shin Rishus before Yeish, then you still have the issue of Bisur Bal Yadeh, and it's not going to help you. So that was the main point. Then we sort of took another route and said, okay, so let's we asked the question, we said, let's say Reuven steals something and gives it to Shimon using Yeish Rishini Rishus. We asked, is there any point where Reuven also owns it? Right? And we said, first of all, for Tosfos and the Ramban, the answer would be, of course, not, because it's Isur Bal Yadeh. But for the Rambam, maybe there's what to discuss. And we started with the Gemara in Kiddushin on Nun Beis and Mabez, which tells a weird story about this guy who stole some money or whatever. And he wanted to marry a woman with it, so he threw it as she was washing her feet. And they came to Rava to ask if she was married. And he said that because there was no Yeish, there's a Sam Gzela Yeish. Since we aren't Choshish for Rav Shimon, who says that Sam Gzela Yeish Bailam Hava, meaning that there was no Yeish in this case, they're not going to be married. And we said the implication of this is that if there was Yeish, then they should be married. And the question was, I don't understand, Reuven doesn't own the money, how can they be married if the husband doesn't own the ring? How can they be married? And the first answer we gave was from the Ramban, which really wasn't Lashitasa, really helped more the Rambam, which is why we amended later. But we said, according to our first reading of the Ramban, we said that he was Kone with Shinui Rishus and Yeish. That the dual process of Shinui Rishus and Yeish was Kone, which is like what the Rambam would say, that really Shinui Rishus is Kone, Yeish is only to allow for the Shinui Rishus to work. But that obviously didn't work for the Ramban himself, because he believes that the main kinyan is Yeish, and Shin Rishus is only to get rid of Yisur Bal Yadeh, which you can't do in this circumstance. So we need another answer. And that answer was provided by the Ran. The Ran says, we don't need the husband to own the ring at all, we just need him to transfer ownership of the ring to the wife. And this is how Tosos and the Ramban would understand the Sugya, that you're right, he himself wasn't Kona because it was Yisur Bal Yadeh, but when he gave it to his wife, that came to her Beheter, and since there was Yeish and Shin Rishus, she's going to be Kona, and that's all we need. We noted, actually, that this idea of the wife of the husband giving it to the wife is a machlok, is a stira in Rashba's. In Kiddushin, the Rashba says that you cannot makadish a woman with an iser hana'ah, but you can makadish her with the money that you subsequently get from selling it. And we noted that Rashi and Chulin tells us that even though we say iser hana'ah are not tofes es demehen, for the owner, for the guy who sells it, they are. Which means that this guy doesn't own who sold the iser hana, he himself doesn't own the kesef kiddushin. So he's giving her money that he himself doesn't own. He can't get hana from it. So the Rashban kiddushin says, this shows us that we only care about the mekabel, we only care about the wife getting the money. And he says this is just like the case of getting married with a stolen ring after the nigzel does yeish. So again, this is in line with Tosos, the Ran, the Ramban. But in Gidin, he takes the opposite approach. He takes the approach of the Rambam, where he says if you steal something and then there's yesh, you can make it hektish, and you have to own what you're going to make hektish. So how do you own it? He says that hektesho v'kinyaso bank echad, when you're koned as you make it hektish, which has to be like the Rambam. Namely, that the main kinyan there is the shinui rishus, and the yesh is only to accomplish, is to allow the rishus to be shown, to change rishus. So that's a contradiction in the Rashba. We sort of steer in the Rashba as to what happened. And then we brought in the famous case of the Rabaz. So the Rabaz asked the question, what happens if a husband throws a ring that is let into the air to his wife? When he throws it, it's less than a shevapruta, but when it lands in her hands, it is more than a shevapruta, or it becomes a shevapruta in the air. So the Radvaz says that since we only care about what the wife gets, it's going to be a good Kiddushin. And he brought two proofs that we discussed in Shir. The first proof was Kiddushin on Zayim Aleph, which tells about Midin Eviknani, that an Eviknani isn't able to own money, yet he's able to be freed, which we saw must mean that someone is giving the money on behalf of him. And so even though he's not losing, he's able to go free. And we said the same thing works in terms of marriage. You can Mekadesh a woman without you giving any money as long as she gets money. So we said that might not necessarily be a proof, because that's assuming that Midin Eviknani works, that it's all Basar HaNosein. It's possible that Midin Eviknani works through Shlichos, and if it works through Shlichos, then we do need a Nosein. We said that's a machlokas between the Ktzos and Rav Chaim. The Ktzos thought that Midin Eviknani is not like Shlichos, in which case the Radvaz's proof is solid. However, Rav Chaim thought Midin Eviknani is like Shlichos, in which case the proof from Zayman Aleph falls flat for the Radvaz. Luckily, he had another proof from the next page. The Gemara in Kedushin on Zion of Abiz says a case where there's guys, two fathers chilling, and one of them, and the father says, listen, I've got two sons, you've got two daughters, let's make a shidduch, and he gives a shevapruta. And the question is, do we say do we follow the Nosein and the Kabel, the two fathers, or do we say it's a Chatzi Kedushin? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. The proof for the Ravaz comes from Tosfos over there, who says that when we say the word Nosein, that is Lav Dafka, because we only care about the Makabel. Right, so Tosos pretty much explicitly says what the Radvaz is looking for, namely that we only care about the Makabel in this instance, not about the Nosein. We only care about the wife, not about the husband. However, Tosos Rid said that's not the case. He said the word Nosein is Dafka, and we do care about the Nosein, so that would negate the proof of the Radvaz. And we sort of pointed out that this Machlokas between Tosos and the Tosos Rid lines up with the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. So we said Tosos, it's about who is the Balach Alos in the case of Shlichos. So Tosos thinks it's the Mishalayach. Therefore, there'd be two nosnim in this case, and that's not going to work. But the Tosfos Rid thought the shliach is a balach halos, and therefore, since it's one shliach, he can count as a nosein, and it's not going to be chatzi kiddushin. We line this up with the Rambam and the Tur. The Tosfos points out that the Rambam and the Tur argue about a case where Reuven appoints a shliach to give a get, but then Reuven goes crazy. So the Rambam thinks that such a case is the get's going to be kosher, because he thinks that the shliach is a balach halos. So once the shliach is sent off, the shliach is good to go. We don't care about the mishalayach anymore. But Tur thought that this get would be puzzle, because we care about the mishalayach. The balach halos is still a mishalayach, and since the mishalayach is crazy, he can't create a halos of gerushin. And that's a ketzos that we quoted in the past. So that's the main thrust of the sugya. But clearing things up at the end, we noted that this whole thing assumed that we pass in like that yesh alone is not quoted like of Yosef. The Rush thought that we pass in like Rabbah, that Yeush is Kona, in which case he has no problem with the Gemara in Kiddushin about the guy who stole money and was Makadosh a woman with it, because he would say there was Yeush, and that's all you need. Why is the Rush feel forced to pass in like Rabbah? So the Ksos, like Rabbah, because the Ksos points out, he thought like Tosos and the Ramban, that the real Kinyan is Yeush. But he did not buy into the Lumbus of the Radvaz, who says we only follow the Makabel. So he was sort of stuck in between and felt, and therefore he had a Paskin like Rabbah. The last point that we noted is that the Gemara in Baba Kama on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph says that Yeush and Shinui Hashem will work towards a kinyan. We asked, okay, fine, that's great, Yeush and Shinui Hashem. What about Yeush and Shinui Rishus? So we said, Tosfos and the Rashba say that it works. That's not a problem. But we know that's possible to be Mechalik and say that Shinui Hashem is better than Shinui Rishus, because Shinui Hashem solves the issue of Isur Bal Yadeh for the Ganav as well, because it creates a Shinui as the Ganav owns it. It changes his relationship to the item. But a shinui rishus will only help the lokeach. It won't help the ganav, because he can't create a shinui rishus in his own rishus. And that is basically Sugya 29 of Yeush v'shinui rishus. Any questions? No? Is that too fast? Too slow? Good speed? All right. So let's move on to Sugya 30 of Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso. All right. So it starts on the same daf, Lamed Amud Beis. And we noted that Eged does not count as a Shinei Maisa. And one of the reasons why is that it's a Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso. So the Gemara sort of tells us that Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso will not count as a Shinei. But the Gemara Baba Kama on Sadi Gimel and Beis quotes Abaye saying that Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso is Kona, at least on a Darabanan level. Right, and even over there, we quoted Rav Ashi, who argues with Abaye. He doesn't argue necessarily about Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso. He argues about the case in the Mishnah, but the Rambam understood that Rav Ashi thought that that Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso is not Kona at all, but we are not taking that route. So we're going to assume, like Abaye, that Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso is Kona on Darabanan level, which caused Tosfos and Sukkah to ask, then why does the Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso not help by Lulav? Right, if it's Kona on Darabanan level, then it should be helped by Lulav to be Kona Lulav for you as a Shinoi and the Shelptav Ankarim. So, before we got into his answer, we sort of noted as an aside, the Gemara Baba Kama on Sadi Vavambiz brings a case of a metal plate that you turn into a coin. And it says, that is not Kona because you could always turn that coin back into a metal plate. And Tosfos there noted that the reason that's not Kona is because it's a very small, minute change. It's really not a big deal. It's easy to switch back. And that idea is going to come back in a little bit. But getting to Tosfos' answer, at least his original answer, is that he said, because the Lulav is the Raisa and the Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso is only the Rabbanon. So correct, the Shinei HaChozer L'Briyaso will be Kona on the Rabbanon level, but that's not going to help you for Lulav, which we need Lulav on the Raisa level. And this at least for now implies that a Darabanan Kinyan will not have effects in the realm of Daraisa, that a Darabanan Kinyan cannot affect Dina Daraisa. But we noted that if you look, we said that if you look on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Gemara says the Reish Galuza stole some wood for his sukkah, and he said it was okay, even though this lady was coming to cry and yell at him about it. Since it was Takana Shavim, we say it counts. And we said, well, I understand. That's the case. Takana Shavim is Darabanan. Why is that allowed to have effects on a Daraisa realm? So I'm going to go a bit out of order here and quote the Or Sameach first. And the Or Sameach said the difference here is that by Lulav we need Lachem, and Sukkah we don't need Lachem. He says that the Rabbanon are able to get rid of the Gezela issues like Mitzvah Babaveira using Hefker based in Hefker. However, based in the Rabbanon do not have the power to be Kona something to you. So while they can solve Mitzvah Babaveira, they can't make it Lachem. So since the only issue by Lulav, by the Sukkah are Gezela issues of Mitzvah Babaveira and whatnot, the Rabbanon can solve that and you could use it. But since by Lulav we need an extra din of Lachem, the Rabbanon can't do that and it's not going to work. So that's the chiluk that Or Sameach brings. Tosfos himself brings a different chiluk, which actually causes him to go back and change his original answer. Tosfos says that the difference between Sukkah and Lulav is that it's easy to take apart your Lulav and it's not so easy to take apart your Sukkah. Therefore, we apply Takana Shavim to Sukkah, but we don't apply Takana Shavim to Lulav. So now this causes a problem because now we just learned that Takana Shavim, which is a Dinder Rabbana, Kinyan Dinder Rabbana, can affect a Dinder Raisa of Sukkah. So then we have to go back and say, well, then why does a Shinoi HaChozer L'Briyaso not help by Lulav? If a Shinoi Dinder Rabbana can help a Dinder Raisa, then why can't Shinoi HaChozer L'Briyaso help by Lulav? And that's when that Gemara, the Tosfos Baba Kama, comes back and we say that by a Hadas, it's a Shinoi HaChozer Bekal. It's very easy to change. Therefore, it's not Kona at all. But if it was a real hardcore Shinoi HaChozer L'Briyaso, then it would be Kona on Darabanan level. So he answers that this case of Hadasim is a Shinoi HaChozer Lakal, and therefore it's not Kona at all. So we see, at the end of the day, Tosfos and Sukkah believes that a Kinyan Darabanan can affect Dinei Daraisa. But Tosfos and Sanhedrin disagrees. The Gemara in Sukkah on Mem Vav Amud Beis tells us that you should not give your lulav to your kid on the first day of Sukkot because he can't give it back to you. Meaning he's going to be Kona and he can't be makna it back to you. So Tosfos says, he says that the katan here is Kona on Darais level due to Das Acharis Maknoso, but he can only be makna it back to you on Darabanan level, and that will not help you fulfill your mitzvah Daraisa. So we sort of broke this up into two steps. The first step Tosfos takes is that a katan is Kona on Darais level due to Das Acharis Maknoso. And we asked, how does Das Acharis work? What's the functionality behind this? So we know the Rambam says it works through Zochin Shadam Shalafanov, that you're Zochid on behalf of the kid. The Ktsos, however, said that it just means that there's no requirement of Das Kona. We never have a requirement of Das Kona, which is why this kid doesn't need any Das Kona. But the main point we wanted to bring was this second idea that a Katan can be makna back on Der Rabbanan level, but that's not going to help you with your Chiyav Daraisa of Lulav. So we see that while Tosfos and Sukkah ended up saying that a Kinyan Dirabanan can affect a Din D'oraisa. Tosfos in Sanhedrin does not take the same approach, and he thinks that that a Din D'Rabbanan cannot affect a Kinyan D'Rabbanan cannot affect a Din D'Oraisa. So now just to clean up the pieces, he said, how does Tosfos in Sanhedrin then understand the Gemara about Takana Shavim, where we see that that Takana Shavim does allow you to sin your sukkah, it's a Kinyan D'Rabbanan affecting a Din D'Oraisa. And they answer like the Orsa Meach, that the Kinyan D'Rabbanan is just, the D'Rabbanan there are getting rid of the issues, but they you don't need to be Lachem. And conversely, how would Tosfos and Sukkah understand the Gemara about not giving loaf to kids? Because that's seemingly a case where a Din D'Rabbanan is not affecting the Din D'Oraisa. And we brought in the Ron to say that the Gemara there is talking about kids who have not yet reached the age of Pu'utos. So they can't even makna on D'Rabbanan level. There's no makna ability there whatsoever. Meaning if they could be makna on D'Rabbanan level, then it would work for to be Yotzei and D'Oraisa level. But since they're under the age of Pu'utos, they can't even makna on D'Rabbanan level. It's pretty much worthless. And I guess just finishing up the last few points. So we said that in general, Kinyanim D'Rabbanan cannot affect a D'Oraisa. Even if you hold, like, let's say that Kinyan D'Rabbanan cannot affect a Din D'Oraisa, so like Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Maybe Meshicha is an exception. We said for like maybe three reasons. We said Meshicha is mekach u'memcha, while let's say Takana Shavim and Shinoi Chozer Bros are all about theft. If I steal it from you, how do I fix it? So those are like trying to fix things, but Meshicha, since it's mekach u'memcha, maybe that will work on a D'Oraisa level. Further, Meshicha, both parties agree to. Everyone's on the same page there. But by Takana Shavim, that's not really the case. So again, that's another reason maybe to say that Meshicha is different. And a third reason we said is Meshicha is a chisaron on the Maisa. But by Pu'utos, which is one of other cases, that's a chisaron on the Gavra. So again, maybe like for these three reasons, we sort of said quickly under the Shir one day, that maybe Meshicha is a little bit different. And then we brought in the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham said that really, all Kinyanim D'Rabbanan are really going to work on a D'Oraisa level. There's no such thing as a Kinyan D'Rabbanan, it's all really Kinyan D'Oraisa, because he calls them Situmtas. And a Situmtas is like a Stochrim, which means that there are certain ways that the people act, and that counts as a Kinyan D'Oraisa, that whatever the businessmen do, like shaking hands or whatever it might be. So he said that Kinyanim D'Oraisa for sure have at least a status of Minhag HaSochrim, which makes them a Situmta, which makes them a Din D'Oraisa. I think in passage when we quote this, we reference the Gemara Nedarim about Shavuos. Remember that? Gemara Nedarim? About saying that there's certain things that they're abundant. It's like a Rashi Nedarim, I think, in the first page, like Beis on Aleph. I'm just thinking about this now, I don't remember. But okay. So, okay, I should check my notes before I looked at it. I remember that in the back of my mind somewhere. It's possible, but we did it quickly this year. But that's the Dvar Avram, that basically all Kinyanim are really derisive because they're Situmtas, because they're Medak Sochrim. And finally, right, we saw that on in Baba Kama on Samach Vav and Aleph, Rabbah says that we know Shino is Kona from Asher Gazal. So Tosfos there. I don't understand. Why do we need Rabbah? Because Hill already says that the source is Heim V'lo Shinoyim. He's talking about by Esnon Zona. So why do we need two sources of the same halacha? So Tosfos answers that Beis Hill was talking about a Shinoy She'enu Chol Shel B'riyaso, a classic case of Shinoy. Rabbah was looking for a source that Shinoy Chol Shel B'riyaso will be a Kinyan D'Oraisa. And that's why he had to bring in Asher Gazal. So we see that Tosfos thinks that Rabbah thinks that a Shinoy Chol Shel B'riyaso is Kona on D'Oraisa level, something we've never seen before. Right. Previously, we all thought it's at best it's going to be Kona D'Rabbanan. Now we see it could be Kona D'Oraisa even. But the Ketzos was not a fan of how far Tosfos took it. He said, no, even Rabbah doesn't think that it could be Kona on a D'Oraisa level. The reason we need two Pesukim is because Beis Hillel's source was from Kachim. And we can't learn from Kachim or from Hektish to Chulin. Therefore, Rabbah was talking about Gazela and needed another source. So Rabbah doesn't think that Shinoi Chol Shel B'riyaso is Kona D'Oraisa. He thinks it's, let's say, D'Rabbanan or not at all, depending on how you read Ravashi maybe. But he certainly does not think that it's Kona D'Oraisa level. So those are, I guess, the two sogyas. If you remember, I guess the biggest points from each is from Yesh Vishinu Rishos is basically that chiluk between Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rambam as to what the real thing there is the real Kinyan Yesh, which is what Tosfos and Ramban say, or is the real Kinyan Shinu Rishos? And then we spend some time talking about the Radvaz and similar cases as to whether we follow only the Nosein, only the Makabel, or do we need Nosein and the Makabel. And for the last sugya 30 of Shinoi Chol Shel B'riyaso, right, is basically machlokas between two Tosfosin, Tosfos Sukkah and Tosfos Sanhedrin, if we say that Kinyanim D'Rabbanan can have an effect on a D'Oraisa level, and then filling in the gaps there. So thanks for coming, and Hatzlacha on the Bechina.